Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it's a time for Amy's Kids Show. And boy, I am just so excited to be here today. I had the best surprise when I arrived here at the radio station this morning. Some of my best fall friends were waiting for me, and I didn't even know that they were going to be here. They were surprise guests for the show today. I don't know if people have been listening to Amy's Kids Show for a couple of years, then you'll know that in the fall, I really, really enjoy seeing all of my crow friends gather and get ready for the winter. Because in the fall, the crows, the big black birds, right, that are flying around all summer in small groups or by themselves, well, in the fall, they gather. They get together in these gigantic groups, and they all go hang out together for the winter. And I love to see them gathering. And what a surprise when I got here at the station this morning, at the radio station where I'm doing my radio show right now. Outside, right here, in the woods, behind the library, are all kinds of crows. All crows from the area have gathered here. They're pulling together, guys, because they know what comes first. They know that first things first, right? What do we have to do first and get that done, right? That's called the work we have to do. Well, for them, the work they have to do, the first thing they have to do when the weather starts changing is gather together, right? It's getting chilly, so they're gathering together. And I just think that's so great because our theme today actually is about how first things come first. And here in the fall, the time of year that we're in right now, it is about gathering. It's about gathering together with each other. It's about gathering in all the vegetables from the garden. And I have to apologize. I have been so busy doing that myself that I did not prepare as much as I usually do for my show today. So I do have a lot of awesome music and I do have a great story, but I have been buzzing around really, really busy taking care of the first things that need to be taken care of. And so that's what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating first things first. Well, what comes first in the morning? Well, breakfast, right? That's what I think of first. I always wake up hungry. And when I think of breakfast, I think of eggs. And when I think of eggs, I think of chickens. And when I think of eggs and chickens, I think of chores and taking care of them, because that's how we humans show that we love our chickens and our eggs. And then they take care of us. So we don't have a chicken and an egg story today, but we do have a goose and an egg story called My Goose Betsy. So we're celebrating all kinds of firsts today, including you. Thank you for joining me.
My friend and my joy, we need your leader. Chicken and the three little pigs are tuning up, and soon they'll be ready to play.
They got their own kind of music. They got their own kind of special song. They got their own kind of razzmatazz, singing in the barnyard all day long.
You think Miss Chicken is sticking to her eggs to keep her little babies warm? She's waiting for the barnyard band. That's the only time she gets to blow her horn.
They got their own kind of music. They got their own kind of special song. They got their own kind of razzmatazz, singing in the barnyard all day long.
Three little pigs stepping out of the mud. They're dirty, but they're oh so proud. Whenever they start singing their song, there's bound to be one heck of a crowd.
Their own kind of special song. They got their own kind of razzmatazz, singing in the barnyard all day long.
When Mr. Horse starts swishing his tail, everybody feels the beat. He's high stepping it out of the stall. He's got the rhythm and the music in his feet. Be hard to understand that the sounds that you hear are music to the ears of the singers and the players of the barnyard band.
Quack, quack.
A band is a lot like a team because we've all got to work together and everybody needs to be a little different. For instance, the foundation here is Ralph on the bass. Then on top of that, we add Marcy on the guitar. And in the middle, we have Kathy on the banjo. And then on the top, we've got Ricky on the fiddle. And I'm going to add a little hammer dulcimer. Now let's have the team play a little Turkey in the Straw.
Sits a monkey in the chair, chair, chair. He lost all the true loves he had last year. So rise upon your feet and greet the first you meet, the happiest one I know. Oh, here lies a monkey under the chair, chair, chair. He lost all the true loves he had last year. So rise upon your feet and greet the first you meet, the happiest one I know. Oh, here plays a monkey by the chair, chair, chair. She lost all the true loves she had last year. So rise upon your feet and greet the first you meet, the happiest one I know.
There was a knock on the door, said, "Can I come in?" I opened up the door, and what did I see? It was a great big elephant looking at me. I said, "Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. Come on in.
Thank you.
We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. There was a knock on the door, said, could I come in? Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a great big bear that was looking. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. Come on in, there's not room for anybody else. Come on in.
Thanks a lot.
Sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said, could I come in? Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a great big lion that was looking at me. I said, whoa, no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. Got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. There's no room for anybody else. Come on in, but there's no room, no, no, no. We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said,
can I come in?
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a hairy gorilla that was looking at me. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. There's no room for anybody else. I hope nobody comes to that door. No, no, no. We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said,
can I come in?
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a big blue whale blowing water at me. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. Enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. There's no room for anybody else. There's no more room. There's no, no, no more room. We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door says,
can I come in?
I opened up the door, and what did I see? It was an itty-bitty caterpillar looking at me. I said, oh no, what you gonna do? I don't think there's room for you. She said, yes, there is. I'm sure there's room. She walked in the door and the house went boom.
Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two.
I got enough for me, yes, that's true.
If I got enough for me, I guess I got.
Hey, listen.
Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two.
I got enough for me, yes, that's true.
If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you.
That's enough, I got enough for you, yeah. That's enough.
Well, if you can't sit still, here's a game we play. Listen to the words and do what we say.
I got my fingers wiggling to the rhythm. Got my fingers wiggling to the rhythm. Well, I got my fingers wiggling to the rhythm, and I can't sit still. I got my shoulders wiggling to the rhythm. Got my shoulders. Shoulders with you to the rhythm, and I can't sit still.
Yeah. Touch your knees. Now your head. Listen now. Head, shoulders, knees, toes. Touch your shoulders, knees, now your toes. And touch your head. Shake your body all about. Now everybody freeze. I've got my head shaking to the rhythm. Got my head shaking to the rhythm. Oh, I got my head shaking to the rhythm, and I can't see it still. I got my toes wiggling to the rhythm. Got my toes wiggling to the rhythm. I got my toes wiggling to the rhythm, and I can't see it still. I got my elbows wiggling to the rhythm. Got my elbows wiggling to the rhythm. Got my elbows wiggling to the rhythm, and I can't see it still. I've got my hands popping to the rhythm. Got my hands popping to the rhythm. Now I got my hands are clapping to the rhythm, and I can't see it still. No, I can't see it still.
Having fun out there, standing up and sitting down and turning around and not being able to sit still when all that great music is playing. That's how I feel. So we are celebrating today. We are celebrating First Things First today. First Things First. How do we know what to do first? Well, that changes, of course. depending on what time of the year it is, right? In the spring, sometimes the first things we have to do are different from the first things we have to do in the fall, or in the winter, or in the summer. So it depends on the time of the year. It also depends on who you are, right? What's the first thing you have to do? Totally depends on, well, some people call it what your job is, right? What your job is, what you're here to do. And that's different for everybody. And we've been celebrating some of our special friends who always seem to know what the first thing is to do. And those are our bird friends. Our bird friends seem to be very in tune with what the first thing is that they need to do. And that changes depending on the time of the year, and it changes depending on what type of bird they are, and whether they're a rooster or a hen, too. So we have been celebrating particularly how chickens take such good care and lay such amazing eggs for us and for themselves, and how those eggs turn into more chickens. Well, today, I don't have a chicken story. I have a story about a different kind of bird. This is a story about a goose, a particular goose. And this goose is named Betsy. And in order to become a mother goose, a mother goose, that's funny. She becomes a mother goose in this story. And the way that she does it is by doing first things first, taking care of business. First, she has to make a nest. She has to gather the straw together and make a nice nest. She has to lay her eggs there. And then she has to sit. She has to sit for a very long time, for days and days and days. And that's why we've been celebrating sitting with all these sitting songs, in case you were wondering. And then she gets up once a day and has to take care of first things, because of course she has some business to take care of for herself. She has to eat something and drink something and take a bath and fluff her feathers, and oh my, she's busy. And then she rushes back to sit on her eggs again, to sit on her eggs and keep them warm, because first things first, and she knows best. So this story is called My Goose Betsy. It's by Trudy Braun, and it starts like this. My goose Betsy has smooth, soft feathers to keep her warm and dry. Wide, webby feet to swim with, and a long, strong beak for tearing at grass or pecking up corn. This is how she walks, in a stately waddle, her long neck stretched out, and her head held high, staring sideways out of beady blue eyes. Squawk, squawk, honk, honk. This is how she talks, with a squawk or a honk or a hiss. She likes making lots of noise. My goose Betsy is building a nest for her eggs. Carefully, carefully, she collects the straw with her beak and makes a big pile in the corner of the goose house. She sits on the pile and shuffles her bottom around to make a snug hollow. She lines the snug hollow with fluffy down, which she pecks from her breast. When the nest is cozy and soft, she lays her first egg. Oh, and I wish you could see the picture of her looking at her egg, just looking at it. She looks just so happy and kind of astonished and surprised even. Every 2 days, Betsy lays another egg until her nest is full. Then she settles down on top to keep the eggs warm until they hatch. Day after day, she sits very still in the quiet, dark goose house, outside. William the Gander. He's the Papa Goose. William the Gander, the Papa Goose, is standing guard. If anyone comes near, he hurries toward them. His wings spread, his neck outstretched. Hiss, hiss, he's saying, and his beak wide open in a fierce hiss, hiss. Wow, he's even chasing the boy who came to bring him some grain and stuff. He just chases everybody away, that William the Gander, apparently. That's his job. Once a day only, Betsy gets off her nest. Out she runs, calling to the gander. She stands on one leg, stretching the other out behind her like a ballerina, and spreads her wings a lovely, slow stretch. Well, I guess if I only got to stretch once a day, I guess I would definitely make the most of it too. Then she pecks at some grass and has a quick splash in the water tub, but soon she hurries back to get to her eggs before they get cold. All the time Betsy is sitting on her nest, her goslings are growing inside the eggs. Until one day, the first gosling is ready to hatch. It begins to tap with its beak against the hard shell, and the shell starts to break. The gosling taps some more, and the shell cracks open. Now, the gosling starts to push with its legs. Tap, tap, tap. Push, push, push. What a struggle. Suddenly, it is free. The eggshell falls away, and the gosling tumbles out into the world, out into the soft, warm nest where Betsy is waiting to gather it up under her wing. One by one, all the eggs break open until her nest is full of fluffy, yellow babies. My goose Betsy is a mother goose. The end. Oh, and I wish you could see this picture of her. We've got Betsy. We've got William out there with her, too, with his wings spread out wide, protecting everybody. And out of the nest box tumble all the little goslings, the little yellow goslings following their mama. Oh, they look so happy. They know what's first for them, right? First things first, follow mama. Oh, well, wonderful. I'm so glad Betsy knows what the first things are to do. Let's keep celebrating mamas and all of that. Great stuff. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Papa, make Mama a smoothie. Make Mama a smoothie right now. Hey, Papa, make Mama a smoothie. 'Cause when Mama drinks a smoothie, little baby goes wild. And it starts splashing and a-splishing like a school of little fish, as if a school of little fish was in me. Then glub, 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 like a fart in a tub, like a fart in a tub inside of me. And then the head and butt start rolling like two balls bowling, perfect games on the lanes inside of me. Then a great big kick up under my ribs that feels like nothing else, but assures me of the health and the length and the strength of my little baby. Because when baby is feeling lazy, mama goes crazy, thinking something's wrong. And then mama runs to papa, and she sings him this little song. Hey, papa, make mama a smile. 'cause when mama drinks a smoothie, little baby goes wild. And it starts splashing and a splishing like a school of little fish, as if a school of little fish was in me. Then glub, 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 like a fart in a tub, like a fart in a tub inside of me. Then the head and butt start rolling like two balls bowling, perfect games on the lanes inside of me. Then a great big kick up under my ribs that feels like nothing else but assures me of the health and the length and the strength of my little baby.
Hey, Papa, make Mama a smoothie, make Mama a smoothie right now. Hey, Papa, make Mama a smoothie, 'cause when Mama drinks a smoothie, little baby goes
your mama. Your mama.
To when I could say, the baby's asleep, the baby's asleep. So listen to me, and I don't mean maybe. Don't you dare wake up that baby. I know you're thinking it's just not right. Why can't she do her sleeping at night? They sleep and cry and wet and play. Well, that's what babies do all day. The baby's asleep. Baby's asleep. So listen to me, and I don't mean maybe. Don't you dare wake up that baby. So tiptoe round if you have to walk, and whisper if you have to talk. If you disturb her while she's dreaming, she'll open her eyes and wake up screaming. The baby's asleep. The baby's asleep. And I don't mean maybe. Don't you dare wake up that baby. Oh no, now look what you've done. Now you see, this is exactly what I was trying to prevent. All you have to do is make the slightest little noise. It only takes a moment to wake her up and spoil her nap for the whole day. Oh, I wish I could get a little cooperation around here. I wish I weren't the only one aware of what's going on. Don't you realize the baby's asleep?
cream cone, I'm gonna fill it up all the way to the bottom. Chocolate, strawberry, maybe vanilla with sprinkles if I've got them. One scoop, two scoop, three scoop, four. If the cone was bigger, then I'd have more. It's cold and sweet and such a treat. I wanna live on Ice Cream Street. If you're walking into the forest, you can only walk halfway in, 'cause if you take just one more step, you'll be walking out again. One step, two step, three step, four. If I lived here, I'd live outdoors. It's cool and green and I can't see the forest for the trees. Fill it up all the way to the bottom. I'm not ashamed, oh, and I'm not too proud. Half remembered, yeah, well, it's half forgotten. Halfway in is halfway out. Seems like some things used to be big back when I was smaller. Some things change by staying the same. Every day I get a little taller. 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inch, 4. I'm farther and farther away from the floor. Up to the bottom, down to the top. I keep growing till I stop. Fill it up all the way to the bottom. I'm not ashamed, oh, and I'm not too proud. Half remembered, oh, but it's half forgotten. Halfway in is halfway out. Half remembered, yeah, but it's half forgotten. Halfway in is halfway out.
Feeling come to you. nothing, it's not. There sure ain't plenty of nothing, no nothing, it's not. Nothing, it's not. It's something I got, I like it a lot. Now what do I got? What not, diddly squat, you almost hit it right on a dime.
I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to be a grown-up. And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night. And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square, and I won't care, 'cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
When I grow up,
when I grow up,
when I grow up,
I will be strong enough to carry all the heavy things you have all around with you when you're a grown up.
And when I grow up,
when I grow up,
when I grow up,
I will be brave enough to fight the creatures that you have to fight beneath the bed each night to be a grown up. Lying in the sun, and I won't burn, 'cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up. When I grow up, I will be brave enough to fight the creatures that you have to fight beneath the bed each night when you're a grown up. When I grow
up, just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it,
and that's not right.
Breakfast is great. It's yummy in the tummy, I can't wait. There's cereal, French toast, eggs and ham, pancakes and bacon, bagels and jam. I wish it were morning so I could see breakfast for me.
Breakfast is great. It's yummy in the tummy, I can't wait. There's cereal, French toast, eggs and ham, pancakes and bacon, bagels and jam. Cereal for morning, so I could see breakfast
in the tummy, I can't wait.
Bagels and jam.
There's cereal for
morning, so I could see
pancakes and bacon, bagels and jam.
I wish it were morning,
so I could see breakfast
in the tummy, I can't wait.
Bagels and jam.
Breakfast
for morning, so I could see breakfast
in the tummy, I can't wait.
Bagels and jam.
There's cereal for
morning, so I could see
pancakes and bacon, bagels and jam. I wish it were morning, so I could see breakfast for me.
That's it. We have successfully spent the morning, or Amy's Kids Show, whenever time you're listening to it, celebrating First Things First. First Things First, folks. And we had a bunch of bird friends show up to celebrate with us because birds apparently know all about what the first things are that they need to do. And they take care of business, don't they? And they seem to have a great time doing it. We had our crow friends show up unexpectedly this morning. They know what's first to do and at what time of the year, right? So do the chickens and so do the geese. We had a Mother Goose Betsy story today about how Betsy, the goose, became a mother, right? By taking care of first things first. She knew when it was time to build her nest, when it was time to lay her eggs, when it was time to sit, when it was time to stretch, when it was time to go get a bite to eat for herself and a bath. And then she knew when it was time to lead her baby chicks, or goslings, I guess, baby goslings, that's what they're called, goslings, out of the nest box and into the world to begin their lives. And then she was going to still be busy, I'm sure, taking care of first things, all the way to teaching them how to fly so that now that it's fall, first things first, gotta learn how to fly in formation so that we can fly south for the winter. Well, geez, our bird friends certainly know first things first and what their important jobs are at what times and how to do them. And don't worry, anybody out there who isn't sure that you're gonna know, like, how to be a grown-up when it's time to be a grown-up, or how to be a teenager when it's time to be a teenager, or whatever it is that you need to do that you're worried about. Don't worry. Just take it one step at a time, like Mother Goose Betsy. And it'll all work out, right? Just first things first, take care of first things first, and everything else will fall into place. So what do you need to do first today? Anybody out there need some breakfast? Huh? Maybe you need to sit for a while, like Betsy. Or maybe you need to get up and move around, right? Well, whatever it is that you need to do, I am pretty sure that we all need to love somebody today, right? That should be on our first things first list to do. So make sure that's on the list. And I know it can seem like a busy time, right? Running around and trying to take care of everything. But one thing at a time, folks. One thing at a time. And we will get there. And we'll get there together. Especially if we all pitch in and do our jobs and attend to first things first. Well, thank you for joining me. I got to get going and start doing a bunch of first things I've got to get done today. So thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next week. Remember, you are definitely the greatest.